Hey, I'm Joy Kaya, and I've enjoyed running my own business for over a decade. And I love talking about all things spirituality, metaphysics, leadership, business, and community building. My favorite part of my work is spending time with wildly ambitious soul-led entrepreneurs, visionaries, and change makers. And I want to share their magic with you too. So I've invited some of my favorite leaders, mentors, and business besties to share their wisdom with you. We talk all things self-development, business strategy, and what it takes to be in alignment mentally and emotionally so you can do the thing you were born to do. A bit about me, I am a soul-led entrepreneur, podcaster, mother of four, and the most grounded free spirit you will ever meet. A crystal-loving, boot-wearing lady who is unapologetic, wild, and raw. I am all for finding your passion and directing it into your purpose. And of course, doing it in style with sparkle and sass. I teach you here how to navigate the fun and the hard stuff around running a business, becoming a CEO, sharing your message, and making your impact. So get ready to learn, expand, and grow. This is the Wild Soul Academy podcast. Hey friend, welcome to part two of our series on making space for your future you. And today, this is a shorter conversation because we did a deep dive around mind, body, and our emotions, our soul. We talked deeply about that in last week's episode. So I'll make sure the link is in the show notes for you for last week's episode, or you can simply go back to episode 119 and listen to that conversation. This is part two of that conversation. So the invitation was for us to go into a 28-day detox, reset, recalibration, redefining ourselves. And we began with really thinking about how we process, where our mind is at, how we think. And then we were looking at how we feel. And those two things are huge. They're a huge part of life and how we see ourselves. And then the next piece, the very last piece we touched on, was the body and just taking care of our physical vessel, doing a detox, and how whenever I do a physical detox, how it literally catapults me into a full life detox ultimately. And we talked deeply about that last week. I'm not saying you have to go do a full detox in your life to benefit from this episode, because there are a lot of gems that you may take and start to apply in your life now. And that's the only thing you'll take away is like one or two practices that will help you. So let's just talk a little bit about moving from there, because once we start doing the mental and emotional work and the physical body work, the rest of our life starts to change. I touched on this last week. We talked about relationships being one of the most important, essential things we'll begin to see change in our life. You have new boundaries that you set for yourself. You have a redefinition of a relationship and what it means to you in your life. You also have a deeper appreciation for those relationships that are healthy and bountiful. With that, you start to look at your relationship with the things and the environments in your life. And the people piece is going to happen. And then this is where we start our conversation today. And our conversation is about our physical environment. How I feel on the inside is reflected on the outside. And whatever's happening on the outside is a reflection of what's happening on the inside. Recently, I was going through a breakup. I know, no fun. Nobody likes to walk through that kind of thing, but it is life. It is part of the journey. We know that some people are only in our lives for a season, and we know it's really hard. So not to take it too lightly or to speak of it too lightly, because it's been a really hard journey for me. But I do think that part of looking at our outer environment is looking at what's been happening on the inside. Have you been feeling really good and energy rich? And if so, have you started to naturally start to organize and tidy up? Maybe you're purging some things and donating them. You'll start to see that your outer environment starts to transform as well. same goes when you're going through an emotional challenge and you're going through some lessons, kind of like I have been. And what I started to notice was that I started leaving my shoes everywhere in the house. My desk wasn't as organized as I like it to be. I didn't make my bed every day. And these are things that I love to do, and I'll be talking more about that. But what my outer environment was starting to tell me was that I didn't feel whole and complete on the inside. So I stopped caring about my life on the outside. I know that some of us might want to label ourselves as messy, or I collect things, I have clutter, I have a stack of magazines next to my bed. When I get home, I just dump everything out on the table and there it sits until the next day. You know, whatever it is, we all have things where we're imperfect, and that's not here to be judged. It's here to have a conversation around. And the invitation today is to start looking at your environment and making an inventory of how you feel in each environment in your life. One of the things that I noticed was that my ex-partner and I, we spent a lot of time in the living room on the couch. And what I had noticed is I had been avoiding sitting on the couch. And so I decided that I was going to sit on the couch. I was going to read a magazine. I was going to knit. I was going to do whatever it was, but I was going to sit on that couch and sink in and start to appreciate and enjoy that room in my house. So these are things that I'm making a conscious effort of. What in your life are you avoiding, and how can you lean into that? I've noticed that some individuals don't sit at their dining room table. Maybe you don't have a dining room table, and that's fine, but where do you eat? Where do you sit and enjoy your food? These are things that we can start to see behaviors and emotional connections to those behaviors. And again, it's all there for your inquiry. It's all there for you to discover and really learn the truth about what's happening in your life. I'm going to stop using myself as an example for a few minutes because it's not fun. It's a little uncomfortable. I'm going to be really transparent with you. It's all still a little raw right now. But we want to start to look at these environments and how we behave in them. So one of the invitations is to take an inventory of your home. Start in your family room, in your kitchen, in your bedroom, in your bathroom. How are you treating those spaces? Do they feel cluttered? Do they feel untidy? Do they feel empty? Start to notice. If your refrigerator is empty, does that have a reflection into what you're feeling? If your laundry basket is overflowing, is that a reflection of what you're feeling? Now, I want to tell you right here at this moment, before you judge every little thing in your house, also understand that sometimes things get untidy because life is that amazing and you're having a great time. Your calendar is full and you're doing exciting things, and you know that in the next few days you're going to be able to settle in and take care of that kind of stuff. We want to look at things that are repeating in your life, not the off ones, not those moments of like, no, this is great that I have too much laundry to clean because I got to go away for two full weekends, had a girls' weekend, went on a road trip, had great things happen, and yes, I have lots of laundry to do because of it. That's different. That is a different situation. We're talking about feeling like we don't deserve to have a pristine environment because we don't feel pristine on the inside. And we want to just start to paying attention. So starting in the rooms, like the common living room, living spaces in your home, and then making it into your bedroom. Your bedroom and bathroom, if you have a master bath or a bathroom that you call yours, and that's not shared, for example. Whenever you're in a space that's not shared and it's just your space, this is the real moment of inviting you for this deeper transformation. And let me explain to you why. Because in your safe space, in your contained area, this is where you either allow yourself to be expressed or you're shutting yourself down in different ways. One of the things that I love to do is look at where I've collected any clutter. Where's clutter? What kind of clutter is it? What is building up? I used to have build up receipts. I would just have receipts that just wanted to build up because I have my own business, right? So I didn't do a really great job of taking care of those receipts, and I'd let them collect and I'd have a pile of receipts. Well, every time I saw that pile of receipts, I thought about work. I thought about taxes. I thought about all the money I spent, and it wasn't a good feeling. So I learned to have a home for those receipts. And then once a month, those receipts go into my garage, into a bin that I have a file where each month is separated for taxes. And then it's done. It gets filed away. We have our electronic versions of them, all of those things. And then I file it away into that larger container. So if we're ever audited or anything like that, we have everything we need. But I used to hold the fear of the stress of taxes and spending too much and making too much, and whatever it was that was moving through me in a toxic way was showing up in my taxes. There I go again, my vulnerability shares. Oh my goodness. So piles of receipts were one of my things. Such an easy fix. And yet it took awareness for me to see why the pile of receipts. So the invitation is not for you to overthink your whole life, but to start organizing. And as you organize, see if you actually get some great epiphanies of why you have things a certain way in your home, and make a decision to change them. One of my favorite things to do is to go through my cabinets, my drawers, my closets, and reorganize my clothing, my skincare, my hair care, all of those things. Reorganize, get rid of anything that's expired, get rid of anything that has holes or tears or anything that doesn't fit anymore. Just let it go. Let it go. You know, if you need to get boots resold and you don't want to get rid of them, fine. Put them aside to take them to the shoe doctor to get resold. But go ahead and make some powerful decisions about your own personal space. I promise you, once you clean your space, you're going to want it to stay that way. But ultimately, clean space means a clean headspace. And so that is real, my friends. There is something that you cannot disconnect from those two. They connect, they make sense together. Now, how do you maintain once you've organized? That is a hard one. But creating practices in your life and the awareness between those two things, you can maintain the spaces. The awareness piece is, why am I allowing myself to live that way? Or why do I allow that junk to pile up? Why do I allow dis-ease in my environment? How do I change that? What do I want that to look like? And what I have found is I spend 5 minutes tidying up my bedroom, my bathroom every day. And I spend 5 minutes tidying up my kitchen and my living room. That's 10 minutes a day. So that is a practice that I can put into place. The other piece is the curiosity. Now, when things get out of whack or off center, I start to see them and I immediately ask myself, okay, what's going on inside? What's going inside of me? What's going on inside of me? And recently, my house has not looked great. All right. It has not been its perfect self. And again, perfect for me, not for the world. My perfect self version of a house is going to be different than yours. And that is well and good. I like having organized cabinets, organized refrigerator. I go a little above and beyond, but I work for myself from home. And in order for me to be creative and really expand that creative energy, I really need that clean house. That is important to me because then I can really allow my creativity to blossom. One of the things that I want to share with you is your go-to 30. The go-to 30 is this: every day, give yourself 30 minutes to maintain yourself and your life. This is maintenance. This is becoming a practitioner of living in freedom and fulfillment. And how do we do this? We do this by spending 5 minutes making our bed and tidying up your room, and then moving over to your bathroom and picking up anything, clearing off a counter, whatever that's going to look like. And by the way, make your bed making easy. I have a down comforter with some throw pillows. It is so easy to clean and put together in the morning. It takes me one whole minute. And then I can tidy up. If I kicked my socks off in the middle of the night, I can grab them and put them in the hamper, things like that. My cup of water that was next to my bed, grabbing that, cleaning up my bathroom, and then going to the kitchen and spending another 5 minutes tidying up the kitchen. If I need to give it a little extra time, maybe I have a big appliance or something that I need to clean from making dinner the night before that I didn't get to, maybe it's 10 minutes. But I also make my coffee or make my tea based on what's happening in my life. Sometimes I'm a tea drinker, sometimes a coffee drinker. Making my tea or coffee while I'm cleaning. So now I'm also really preparing myself to enjoy the next phase of this work. So once I've done that, I've done some tidying up, I then go and I find a favorite spot and I sit down and I grab my journal, I'll pull an oracle card, read what it has to say, close my eyes, and just visualize what's happening in my life, how I'm feeling, opening up and expanding into my dreams and my desires, and visualizing what it is that I want to bring into my life. And then I open my eyes and I just write down what I feel and think. And then from there, I have all of this clarity and I'll just write my action steps for the day. Like three powerful things I want to accomplish today are, and I just write them down. And I spend a total of 30 minutes, that's it, doing all of that. And now I am primed. I am feeling absolutely ready for the day. And I feel so good inside and out. My home is clean. Sometimes I like to burn my incense at that point and just enjoy it. I can do that in 30 minutes. And it's such a simple practice. I invite you to do the same or find your own version of what that looks like, but it's absolutely essential that you take some time and do inventory of your life. You do inventory of what's happening. And I'm not just inviting you to do this detox to bring your awareness to all these parts of your life just so you feel bad about yourself. In fact, I'm here to help you unlock the code of why. Why can't I attract the partner of my dreams? Why am I choosing to binge Netflix? Why am I having such a hard time speaking my truth at work? Why? All of that is because it's an inner game. It's an inner job. It's what's happening with you. So the invitation is to better your life by loving yourself, by returning to your love essence. Your future you deserves it, and your current you deserves it. Your past you, she's already done and gone. Don't worry about what she used to do. Decide right now that you're going to change something up and start to carve out a life, craft a life that you will absolutely love and be thrilled to have. And that is the invitation. That is the invitation. I want to thank you deeply for listening today. I hope that these episodes really did invite you to explore and to ask some deeper questions. I've given you some tools in the previous episode, and there are some really great books out there that can help you organize and plan and even look at your financial planning, because I did touch on some of that. There are so many great tools out there and resources for you. Explore. Find the thing that you want to focus on for the rest of the year and do it, right? Take one mighty step every single month and your life will become unrecognizable in 1 year's time. That I promise you. This is the never-ending journey of growing and evolving and expanding. And I know that. And I do hope that something in this episode helped you today. Got you thinking about how you can show up in a new, beautiful way. I want to thank you so, so much. And until next time, have a beautiful, blessed day. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the podcast. I would love to connect with you deeper. You can find me on LinkedIn Instagram, Facebook, all at Joy Kaya. Also, you can go to the website at joykaya.com and learn about all of the things that I am out there doing and being in the world. And I want to invite you to go and be and do in the world. Leave your love legacy. You have a gift and an impact to share, and I want you to do it each and every day. Thank you, and until next time.